number 8 is from the Director of Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to prepare, review, approve, and execute all contract documents as required to hire Johnson Controls, Inc. as energy service company previously approved by the County Board to provide Phase 2 Part B Guaranteed Energy Savings Performance Contracting to repair and renew Milwaukee County buildings infrastructures based on the energy audits performed at selected county facilities and is contingent upon the satisfactory due diligence performed by DAS on each GESP. This went to the Committee on Transportation. They approved it on a vote of 5-0 and 2 abstentions.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Pat Farley, DAS Director.
Greg High, Director, Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services.
What, Mr. High?
The report you have before you is requesting authority to prepare, review, approve, and execute all contract documents as required to hire Johnson Controls, Incorporated, an energy services company previously approved as qualified by the County Board to provide Phase 2 Guaranteed Energy Savings Performance Contracting to repair and renew Milwaukee County building infrastructure based on energy audits. The background is rather extensive. I won't get into all of it with you. If you go to the second page, it talks about in March 2011, the County Board authorized Transportation Public Works to assign Johnson Controls the technical energy audit and development of a performance contract proposal for City Campus, 5 senior centers, 2 Willoways, and the Pulaski Park and Noyce Park pools. Preliminary results came back, and City Campus was primarily a focus there because of the issues of energy use at that facility. Looking at City Campus and the other facilities I mentioned, the ESCO Johnson Controls did not have a proposal that met the 10-year simple payback criteria. In looking for additional areas where we could do this energy improvement, the board authorized in August of 2011 for Johnson Controls to conduct a technical energy audit at the County Correctional Facility South. That was completed in February. They came forward with a proposal, and we discussed that proposal with the sheriff and our own internal DAS facilities management staff. What we have here is a summary of the scope of work attached to the report and the proposed costs. Estimated implementation is $1.8 million. There's a schedule attached, and I can take any questions that you might have.
Supervisor Schmidt and Supervisor Lipsky.
Before I move to concur with judiciary, maybe there's another question too, but we've done a lot in this area. We had the contract, we voted on this before, we moved forward, now we got, trying to end this process. So let me ask you a loaded question. I think I know the answer, but then obviously, are you pleased with what we've done so far? This is a necessary effort. We've seen some benefits from it. There's any reason not to go ahead with this? That's the question I would ask.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, if the facilities management didn't feel we should move forward with this, we wouldn't be in front of you with the report, obviously. But we've been very pleased with the results to date. We have, on each of these contracts, we have a monitoring and verification service agreement where the company that installed the energy conservation measures monitors on an annual basis, goes back into the facility, measurements are taken, conditions are reviewed for correct operation and maintenance, and if the energy savings are not where they said that they would be, they're required by contract to make us whole. So far, we've incurred or met or exceeded all the energy savings projections. There were 2 instances at the zoo where we did not meet the water savings projections, and Johnson Controls cut the county a check for the difference.
Well, that's exactly the answer I was hoping to hear, and I'm glad to hear the program is going that way, and I will move to concur with Judiciary. replacement.
Transportation.
Transportation.
Thank you. We have Mr. Cady. Mr. Cady, then Supervisor Jersey. Oh. Mr. Cady, then Supervisor Lipscomb, then Supervisor Jersey.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make one comment, and it involves the issue of the due diligence. The due diligence that needs to be done on this somewhat unique in that they're asking for the due diligence to be done after you approve the item. Your county ordinances require that prior to recommending any venture consideration, the due diligence needs to be done. That's 32.88. Doesn't mean that you have to do that if you want to accept this proposal and never see the due diligence, because the due diligence won't be brought back to you like you see in many other ventures. If it is your preference to adhere to the ordinances, then you would you might want to lay this item over so the due diligence can be done, so that you can review the due diligence at the same time that you're reviewing the action item. And that's what you've seen on other items that have come before this board.
Thank you, Mr. Cade.
It affects money, what I just said. But I'll wait.
Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb, then Supervisor Jersey.
Mr. Chairman, if there's a on the motion to concur, I'll have to abstain. I do list JCI on my statement of economic interest. But if there is a motion to lay over, I think I will participate in that, only because that information is contrary to my understanding when this item was in Transportation Public Works, and that we had a lot of discussion about reviewing the due diligence, and that I said I had looked forward to seeing that because I did express some reservations about how this is evaluated and against other alternatives like self-financing the improvements. So I guess I'll look for someone else to make that motion, but if the original concurrence stands, then I will abstain.
Well, Supervisor Schmidt will make a modification if someone else doesn't do it for him. Supervisor Jersey.
I appreciate the comments of my colleague. I agree with it. I also raised my hand to indicate I have a conflict and need to abstain on a vote on the merits, although the due diligence issue is something I think I can also vote on.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt?
My question would be, how long would it take for the due diligence?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, we had anticipated a due diligence report to be here in the next cycle in July. From DAS Fiscal.
And it wouldn't do any harm to wait for the next cycle, would it?
From our perspective, we can wait till the next cycle.
Okay. Well, that helps everybody then, and I'm thank you, Mr. Cady, who watches out for us, and I thought it would have been discussed in transportation, but we need to work together on this information. I have great confidence in other programs that worked, as you stated. That's why I was willing to go along with this. I think the board has. We've seen that, but I think we should follow protocol and get the due diligence. So I would say we should lay this over for a month and bring it back, and everything will be fine, I believe. So that would be my motion to lay over.
Supervisor Schmidt moves lay over.
For the due diligence report.
So that the due diligence report may be completed.
Thanks to Mr.
and presented. Thank you, Mr. Cady. Questions, concerns, comments? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll? On the motion.
On the motion to lay over for the due diligence, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
And it's for next month?
Yes,
is that clear?
One cycle.
Okay, one cycle. Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Sample?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to lay over approved 8-0.